Merħba għal program Minajnejn Barranin fejn jiena Colin Fitz niltaqa' u niddiskuti pajjiżna ma' diversi persuni ta' nazzjonalitajiet differenti li għal xi raġuni u oħra għamlu lil Malta id-dar tagħhom. Mijaw 3.7 campus dan huwa Minajnejn Barranin miegħi Colin Fitz. Illum għandi pjaċir illi għandi persuna minn Latvija u f'din is-sens jena qatt ma intervistajt li xi ħadd minn Latvija jekk Minister żball. Allura għandi persuna minn Latvija mhux talli hija persuna, hija pjuttost ċelebrità minn Latvija, persuna li anka u Malta se tikseb daqsxejn popolarità għaliex ġiet intervistata wkoll minn bosta siti elettroniċi. Minħabba l-fatt li hija DJ u produttur tal-mużika dil-persuna u għadda kemm ħarġet diska kompletament dwar pajjiżna, dwar Malta. Jiġifieri ħan introduċi lil Marek Dainis. Marek Dainis, hello?
Yes, hello, that's my name.
That's your original name, but yes. We're gonna start calling you DJ X the Bass.
Yes, X the Bass is my stage name.
It's important that when we write the X, it has the brackets.
Yeah, it should be written like correctly.
The straight, the square brackets, yes. They are, not the round
it
ones.
It looks good, right?
It does, it's a logo, yeah, as well. Open brackets, X, EX, close brackets, and then da bass, D-A and bass. All the way from Latvia, welcome.
Yes, I'm from Latvia. Hello, hello Malta. Hello everybody who's listening us now.
And the song that we will hear later in the program that you've produced in various formats, extended version, etc., is actually just called Malta, simply called Malta.
Yes, it's really simply. It's X the Bass, Malta.
And
why not?
Might as well get the big question out of the way. Why did you create a song about Malta?
Okay, long story short, usually when the summer in our country is over, we are searching for some kind of places where to go and to extend the summer. And yeah, you know, the usual destinations from, for example, from Baltics are like Turkey or Greece or Arabic Emirates or maybe Egypt. Okay. But my wife, she said, hey, there's a nice island, maybe let's go there. And I didn't had like any big expectations and some big knowledges about this country because yeah I knew it's an island. There's like 9 months in a year summer
and sunshine at least.
Sunshine, yeah. And let's go and let's explore it. And when we came here, I was like really surprised and positively shocked.
When did you arrive the first time?
It was last autumn. It was last November.
2023.
Yeah, 2023. Mm-hmm. And
You came here on holiday.
Yeah, just on holiday for I don't know, it was 12 days or something. Okay. Or 7 days. Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask you how old you are?
I'm 40.
You're 40. Okay. Yeah. And how long have you been DJing?
For 27 years.
Oh god.
I started when I was a kid actually, 13.
And in Latvia you used to work, do you still work on the radio? You have dance music programs on the radio?
Yes, I was hosting a show for 18 years. I'm working at the radio station at the same group like 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm continue to work with this radio station group also now. The group is called EHR. Mm-hmm. They have many radio stations, and now I'm hosting the show called Club Classics. Mm-hmm. On Friday evenings, and we're playing there really good club classics, and I'm searching for the information about the artists and telling about the charts and how the song went was doing in the chart and something like that.
And apart from the presentation on the radio, you're a full-time DJ and producer.
Yes, I'm a full-time DJ producer. I'm a fisherman. I'm autocross racer, radio voice promoter.
A fisherman.
Yeah, fisherman as well. I like it. That's my hobby.
What is it? The Baltic Sea that Latvia has?
You don't have lakes and rivers,
of
but
course,
we have
lakes. Yes,
lakes and rivers. Yeah, and also sometimes at the sea. Yeah.
What was the other thing? Autocross.
This year, myself a present. I rented buggy with two motorcycle engines in the back, each 750cc, and everybody was quite surprised how I was driving with this thing or beast or it's super fast. You can imagine two street bikes behind mm-hmm. you, and I even won one heat, and in the finals I was already fighting for the podium, but we had a crash with my opponent. Yeah, and okay. I was like flying into the wall.
Oh dear!
But I'm alive. That's good.
National championships.
It's national championship, but these buggies are really famous in Europe as well. They have European championship as well.
Okay. Now Latvia is in the north of Europe. They used to one of three countries, the former Soviet Union republics, very close to Scandinavia. And do you have many similarities with Scandinavia? For example, you're talking about autocross, and we know how many great racing drivers came out of Finland, for example. Tell us a little bit about the similarities between and the differences between your country, Latvia, and Scandinavia, Sweden, Norway, and Finland.
Actually, regarding autocross, we are like more sticking together with Lithuanians because Estonians have more rallycross drivers, and it's the same with Scandinavia. Mm-hmm. Rallycross is really famous in Scandinavia, and folk race as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's like cheap autocross with the lower expenses.
Okay.
But regarding us as a nation, yeah, as you know, we were the in the past the part of Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are independent. Yes. We are in the middle. Geographically, we are in the middle between Estonia and Lithuania.
Mm-hmm.
Scandinavia is more to other side than other side.
To the left on the map.
To the left, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking how to say it right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Latvians and Lithuanians are like bit more similar, I mean, mentality and also the language. Our language is not like 100%, but I would say like maybe 60%. If the Lithuanians are talking, I can understand what are they talking about. Our language is similar, but with some differences. And Estonians are more like to Finland. Estonian and Finnish language is similar.
But commentators, I don't know, people who write about current affairs or history or geography, they tend to group those three countries together. Is that annoying for somebody from Latvia?
I don't think so. It's okay. We are quite equal. Okay, the economics in Estonia is is better.
Mm.
Lithuania has the biggest amount of people
mm-hmm.
Than Estonia, than us. I guess I'm right. And Baltics is Baltics. Three strong countries. Why not?
Riga is well known as a destination for weekend breaks and
bachelor
bachelor party.
Yeah, it's still happening. You know, I see quite a lot of people coming to Latvia to celebrate the bachelor parties
What else should I come to Latvia for?
There's a lot of things. We have great nature. We have lakes. We have rivers. We have old castles. We have a song and dance festival. We have really strong. We are really strong in folk music. So there are actually quite a lot of things to do. Not only
history.
To come to party. You know?
Yeah,
and sightseeing.
And
I mean,
when you say you present the classics, house music. Classics program on the radio station in Latvia. Would they be the same kind of classics that the Maltese crowd would consider classics?
If we talk about club classics, I guess, yes. For me, the most best club classics is starting year 2000 till 2008 or 9, something like that. That was like the golden age of dance music in Latvia as well. Of course, we have also the DJs who were playing in the past, how can we call it?
The turntables.
The turntables, but before the turntables, there were these tape recorder players
as
well.
Of course, yes.
It's this round tapes.
Long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, and we have the guy whose name is Eastbam.
Okay.
And he's he's a friend of Westbam, and the Westbam is a guy from Berlin, and Eastbam is a guy from Latvia.
Okay.
And so, in the time of Soviet Union, they were like coming to each other, playing some music and doing stuff, you know.
But you have worked with the famous names, which are famous in Malta as well. I don't know, Tiesto and these kind of names that are famous. Even here in Malta, and are followed by a substantial amount of people.
Yes, I was warming up only this year, like three big names. It's ATB, it's Sak Noel, and the Dahul.
Of course, Meet Me at the Love Parade.
Yes,
yeah?
Meet Me at the Love Parade.
Yes.
That's the guy.
And ATB are famous for trance.
9 p.m.
Oh, Ecstasy. 9 p.m. till I come. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember
Sak Noel
songs.
Is Johnny. La gente es tu mi loca.
Okay.
We actually have a song together as well.
So have you DJed here in Malta at events?
You mean now?
Yes.
Yes. I already had two events.
And the Maltese crowd rocked to your music? Or do you have to make some adjustments?
No, we are still getting to it because, for example, the first party, the Giampula party, my debut was at the Giampula. And actually, if I
Giampula is a famous nightclub in Malta, yes?
It's a village, the village.
Village, yeah, there's more than one dance floor, yeah.
Yeah, and but if I would like, if I could choose once again or to play before the headliners or to play after the headliners, I would prefer to play before because in my country, for example, at 3 o'clock in the night, everybody is like partying as hell. But here, everybody was like a bit calm, I guess, and they were like searching already for options to go home because Giampula is quite far away from Valletta or other places.
Yes, it's out in the countryside.
But these 50 minutes or 45 minutes were like quite okay, I guess. They were quite okay. I played the club classics like Put Your Hands Up for Detroit and Destination Calabria and Bafong MC's Freestyler and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. It was fun. I guess the beginning was not bad, but I guess the best parties are just on the way, still on the way.
Okay. And have you managed to play your song Malta at any event yet?
I didn't play it at Giampula because it was a club classics event made by Ryan Spiteri. I guess you know him.
Yes, he's a famous name in Malta for organizing, especially retro house parties.
Yes, it was his Revived
90s,
party. Yeah.
Yes, Revived.
That was the party.
Okay.
And when I played at Hugo's, that was
two weeks later,
Pacheville on the roof, Infinity, I played Malta.
Another nightclub, but this time a smaller one in Malta's...
yeah, but on the roof, in the downtown.
I'm trying to explain for those people who listen to the program who maybe are not Maltese, because I'm sure there are a lot of them. It's in Malta's clubbing area, Malta's nightlife capital, which is called Pacheville. And of course, when I said, do Maltese people rock out to your music? Nowadays, Malta has a very significant international population. So you have lots of people from other countries as well coming together at nightclubs. But okay, so that's quite a good introduction to you and Latvia. Last question about Latvia for now. Later on, we'll talk about Latvian food and maybe Latvian traditional music. But famous people, other famous people who came out of Latvia? You mentioned that DJ, but are there any other people who we would know with a Latvian connection? Actors, singers?
If you are watching Eurovision, for example, we had quite a lot of big names performing from Latvia. For example, the band Brainstorm.
Mm-hmm.
They got, I guess, third place, but the winner was Mariana Umo. It was many years ago already.
Okay.
And Aminata was doing really good. Okay. She was sixth or fifth in 1 year with the red dress, maybe you remember. That nice red dress and all the stage was red and there was this
trying to remember
tall girl standing and with big voice.
Do you have natural resources? What about the economy of Latvia? What is it based on?
We are exporting quite many things, actually. Sweets, for example, wood.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some things from the wood, like pellets,
okay,
for example.
Okay, you have forests and...
Yeah, we have a lot of forests, actually. Okay. The main part of our country is covered with forest. That's why it's really, really nice and green. Yeah, what else?
Do financial services, maybe, or IT or stuff like that?
Yeah, we are strong in IT as well, and some of guys are producing electro go-karts as well.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They're already famous worldwide. So, yeah, Latvian... What can I say about Latvian people? We are like working hard people, and we are really smart and creative people.
Mm.
I would say it like this.
You have to be when you're a smaller country competing with the bigger countries, of course. Okay, let's take a musical break and let's hear this song we've been talking about. And then afterwards, you can talk a little bit about it. The song is called Malta.
Yep.
And it's produced by you, and you are X-DaBass, DJ X-DaBass, and producer. The singer... We'll talk about it after we hear it.
Yes.
Now, get ready, listeners. It's a dance song. Get ready to put your dancing shoes on. It's a 2024 house music song. So people are going to...
EDM.
You know,
let's say it's EDM.
It's not the kind of music you often hear being played on Campus 103.7. But we have to play this. We're talking to people, especially foreigners who live in Malta or have visited Malta. And we want to get their perspective on Malta. In this case, it seems to be a very good perspective because he's created a whole song for us. Let's hear it.
so free. Loud bars and skies full of stars welcomes everyone with open arms. The nights are hot all year round, the place where you find your heart. The tranquil
the bass with a female vocalist there.
Yes, with Maltese female vocalist, by the way.
She's Maltese. But you're even in your publicity and in the interviews you've given so far, you haven't mentioned the name.
I can't do that because she's a ghost singer and a ghost producer in this project. I found her on this app called Fiverr, where you can find different artists, ask them to do something for you, and they are earning money.
Oh, is that how it works nowadays? Ghost singer and ghost producer, you call it?
Ghost writer, ghost singer.
Okay, how interesting.
Because she did also the lyrics, like half part of it.
Okay.
The other half part was made by my wife. And yeah, she's a singer, but she was quite famous in Malta because she was participating at X Factor some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's living in Italy.
Okay.
And that time when she was participating at X Factor, some people told like they would like they could her see it representing Malta on Eurovision.
Mm.
So I mean, those people who are in the industry, they probably know this name already.
Okay.
Because they're like three things, like X Factor. She's living in Italy.
The
and
clues.
Probably someday Eurovision. So, yeah.
Who thought up the project first? Was it you?
It was my idea, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, yeah, let's make an EDM song about Malta. But the most important part of it was the vocalist from Malta. And mm-hmm. When I went to this Fiverr application, I just, you know, wrote Maltese singer.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she was the only one there.
Oh.
But it was like shot in the 100... with a dart, you know.
Straight away. Bullseye.
In a bullseye, that. Yeah.
Okay. So she's the only multi-singer on this app or whatever it's
maybe
called.
There are more now, but it was last year, you know. So, but at that moment, she was the only one.
So this isn't Google. You don't, because if you type multi-singer in Google, you'd get a whole bunch of singers, old and young,
but in this app, yeah,
but this is one that is specifically used for music production.
And the reviews about her previous works were like really top.
Oh, very good. Yeah. You've produced other songs and... what have you produced so far in your life?
I haven't
counted. You have an album? Or?
I'm thinking actually about an album because I have a lot of not only my author tracks but also like remixes, mm-hmm. a lot of remixes. And only this year...
You mean remixes of famous songs?
Yeah, remixes of some club songs already.
Mm-hmm. And you get permission to do that?
Yeah,
or they
course.
Ask you to do it?
Of course, I ask the permission mm-hmm. or I collaborate with somebody and we do it.
And sometimes your stuff has been played by famous DJs?
Yes,
in
as
their
well.
Sets?
Yeah, for example, I have a song with Zach Noel called Miami Freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite clubby tech house song, really good one.
Good.
And speaking about this year, I already released like 4 songs, mm-hmm. including Malta. I think that the fifth one will come out on that time that I will be still here. I'm staying here now till the beginning of December, and I think the end of middle of November this song is gonna come out. This is gonna be a cover version of one legendary club hit.
Oh, great!
So it's gonna be fifth song already.
Okay.
This year, and I'm getting to my mission to get six songs this year.
So if listeners want to follow your career, I mean, they can Google X Da Bass.
Yes.
But what are your sites?
Mainly, I'm everywhere in all social networks as official X Da Bass. Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, X.
Okay.
All the profiles.
So let's
platform. Sorry.
Go back to last year. Your wife and you were looking for somewhere to go on holiday.
Yep.
And your wife suggested Malta. Where did you know about Malta before that? Had you ever heard of it?
Or? Regarding the music and Eurovision, I guess.
Oh, of course.
It was like if you say Malta for me, it's like okay, there's good weather, nice people, Eurovision.
Okay.
Okay, and then I said, okay, let's try. You know, I when I came here, I didn't have any like big expectations or.
But this is the question I ask all my interviewees. What was the first thing you felt when the door on the plane opened and you went down those steps?
It was quite hot, actually. It was,
this was November. Yeah, it was still hot.
It was last year. November was good here. It was when I came out. It was I don't know 26 or something. Sunny day, no clouds. Everybody smiling. Why not? Good beginning.
And where did you stay on that trip?
We stayed in St. Julian's in one nice hotel. But this year I'm staying by my Latvian friends in Tarkšien.
Tarkšien. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And moving from 1st of November to St. Julian's.
Yes, so in total, last year you stayed a week?
It was a week or something.
Week.
Yeah, 7 days or 8 days.
And this year, how long have you been here so far?
I'm staying here till December 4th, and in general, it's going to be 2 months.
So in total, about 2 months?
Yes. The idea is at the moment to meet new people, get new contacts, play some good music at some nice parties, and if everything goes well, I will be back here in May, I guess, when the season will start, the clubbing season will start again. And in all the places where I played so far, everybody was like satisfied. And they said, yeah, if you're going to come back next year, then let's do it. Let's make some other parties.
What really struck you last year when you came in that week? What were the things that you did that really convinced you that Malta is a lovely place and that you want to write a song about it? And
I guess the main thing is architecture.
The architecture,
okay. Yeah. I like...
Very different from your country?
Of course. It's totally different. I like the beaches. Really, all now, as I'm living in Tarkšien, I already know what's Pretty Bay, what's St. Thomas Bay, other bays, you know, where I have been.
So it's okay for you to swim in November?
Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
I can even go now out from the interview and go and swim. It's okay. And today is a nice day, by the way.
Yes, it's, this year it's still very warm.
And and the people. When you go somewhere abroad, there's sometimes some people that you meet on the street and you're like, they again, you know. Mm. But here, when I came here, everybody's like smiling and having fun and like behaving peacefully. And you're thinking yourself that, everything looks nice, you know.
Okay. That's nice to hear.
Yeah, and everything together. I mean, architecture, beaches, people, nature.
Did you visit a lot of nightclubs and evening places?
Yes, I have seen actually all of them in St. Julian's. There are a few nightclubs that I want to visit now in November in Valletta and in some other parts of the island. Gozo, for example.
How do they compare to the places you've played? You've played in, I'm assuming that you've played in other clubs around Europe, maybe?
I am more like electronic dance music guy, and I don't like these places where you can listen to some cheesy...
Oh, the pop...
Cheesy pop music.
Because Pacheville is full of pop music bars.
I like Click Club, for example. Mm-hmm. It's a nice place with underground music. Mm-hmm. And Hive is nice as well.
Hive, okay.
Yeah. Jampula, okay. Of course, because Jampula has different places where to go, yeah. Many clubs, 7 or 8 or something.
Then there's Numero Uno.
Uno, I haven't been at Uno yet, okay. But I have on my plan to go.
And Toy Room in
I have been in Toy Room, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know the Toy Room guys
that
as well.
That used to be quite a legendary club. Toy Room is Axis, quite a new place. Yes, Axis, yes.
I know the guys who are managing the artists there. Mm-hmm. And then...
So good places. Do you think they compare well with clubs you've been?
They are really modern with good sound system and nice attitude. It's really good. But you know which is my most favorite place in Malta so far?
Okay,
Marsa Scala.
Barca Scala.
I love it. I just love it. When I'm there, I really feel happy. I don't know why, but
okay,
it's nice.
So Barca Scala, are we talking about the sort of nightlife there?
No. How it
just
looks.
Just the place. The sea.
These the view. Nice fancy cafes and
and
stuff and all those small how it was Lutsu.
The Lutsu, the boats, the
big
fishing boats.
Nice. And Marsa Schlock is nice as well. Yeah, with.
So you're quite a
I'm a nature
a person
guy.
Who likes the southern part of Malta.
And I like the nature. I like the sea. I like the palms. I like the sun. I like go fishing. And actually, I was already fishing in the Marsa Scala.
Have you been fishing in Malta?
Yeah.
With
two times spinning.
You mean on a boat or from the shore?
I was like the cliffhanger. I was walking on the sharp cliffs and I was fishing. Actually, I started in Kalkara,
mm-hmm.
and then I went.
You walked all the way along,
to Marsa Scala.
Okay, the jagged coastline there.
Yeah,
that's it. Kalkara is pretty as well. It's a nice area.
Really calm and nice. Yeah.
Mm. And have you made lots of Maltese friends?
Actually, yes. Maltese friends, Finnish friends. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends, and there are a lot of Latvians as well here.
Mm-hmm. Do they work in the? Some of them work in the gaming industry. Maybe?
Yeah. They are working here in the gaming industry. Some of them are studying here. A lot of things. Mm-hmm. Some of them are filming, for example, commercials for Maltese companies.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, where I'm staying at the moment, and here are a lot of Latvians, and sometimes I hear the Latvian language on the streets.
You said you live in Tarsina at the moment.
Tarsina,
you're living with friends.
Yep.
There are ancient ruins there. There are ancient temples. Have you managed to go and see the prehistoric temples at Tarsin, or maybe even the underground temple that's called the Hypogeum?
I still have a week, so thank you for reminding me.
You need to book in advance, I think.
Yeah, because I like hiking as well. And
I mean, some of them are some of the oldest still standing in the world, so it's something that you really have to.
I guess I should look.
Visit.
And all the places, for example, like Marsa Schlock, Marsa Scala,
mm-hmm.
Kalkara, they are like 1 hour walk from the place where I'm staying. So I'm checking all the destinations now. 1.5 hour, it's okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I went even by feet to Valletta, and
a lot of walking. You're very fit.
I'm exploring now this part of the island.
Yeah.
And when I'm gonna go to St. Julian's, then I'm gonna explore the other part of the island. But Budjiba, I have been in Budjiba as well, so it's nice.
And Gozo, have you managed to
Gozo, yeah, we were in a Gozo last week.
Is Latvia the kind of place where people do a lot of cycling and walking?
Nowadays, actually, a lot of people are thinking about the health more,
mm-hmm.
about walking and driving the bicycles and stuff, but... it depends, you know.
Mm.
Someone likes the bicycle, someone likes fast cars, you know. And, it's everywhere.
When you mentioned fishing, the fishing in the lakes, tell me about the differences maybe between fishing in Malta and fishing in the lakes in Latvia. What kind of fish do you catch there?
You don't have lakes.
No, we don't have lakes here, exactly. So sea fishing here would be different kinds of fish, I assume.
But you don't have the carps, for example, in the sea. Some pikes may
pike,
be, but I'm...
With the long nose?
Some kind of pike.
Yeah.
Maybe not similar than we have, or it's from the same, like... same species, but different.
You have salmon, maybe, and in freshwater, or trout?
Trout, yeah, and salmon as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are growing them up as well and letting to swim in the rivers, and then the fishermen can go and fish.
Do you have a big sport in fishing in Latvia?
Our guys are one of the top guys in the world.
In trout fishing.
And it's
sustainable.
My friend, for example, mm-hmm. she is the world champion season of carp fishing for the women this year.
I haven't asked you about the cold in Latvia.
I don't want to go home, guys.
So the difference between Malta and Latvia is
big.
Weather-wise,
big.
Yeah. So how much of a summer do you have? And when we say summer in Latvia, how far up do the temperatures go?
We have summer like mainly like 3 months only. That's I guess one of the our problems why the Latvians are not so in a good mood than Maltese. You know, you have 9 months summer, we have three only.
Lots of darkness?
Autumn is not good. That's why this is also one of the points why I run away, you know, from my country to continue the summer. But in the winter time, we can have like till minus 30 even.
Oh, gosh.
So it's cold with a lot of snow, but it's mainly January, February. It depends. Last year, actually, December was, I guess, the coldest, and February a bit. But it was not so cold. The last winter was only few days or few weeks were like really low temperatures. But in the summer, like the normal temperature is 25, something like. Sometimes we have more than 30 even. Mm-hmm. But I feel well in that kind of temperature. So it's the humidity is more here.
Can you do? You can do skiing, I assume.
Of course, in the winter time.
Is it something that every Latvian knows how to do?
I don't think so. For example, it's not my thing. Because I need my hands for playing music. You know, if I go broke them, then okay, I can broke them also racing the buggy. You know, but no. If I'm doing something, I'm doing it like 100%.
Yeah,
200%. Like everything. You know,
but absolutely.
I don't like to like buy the ski, then maybe go out once in a year and buy a suit and all the stuff. I better than buy a fishing suit and some new fishing stuff and go winter fishing. By the way, we are doing it on the lakes.
You are?
Yeah, of course.
Winter fishing.
That's fine.
You make a little hole in the ice and...
little big, sometimes big. Yeah, and then you can catch the pike, bass, a lot of fish also in the winter.
You're 40 years old.
Yep.
We're talking to Marek Dynes during Minainen Baranin, Malta through foreign eyes, Malta through international eyes. Marek is... X the Bass, DJ X the Bass from Latvia. It's a great pleasure speaking to him.
Thank you.
He's just released a song called Malta, so that's the main reason why I invited him on the show. He's only actually ever been to Malta for a week and now for 2 months this year. Do you, at 40 years old, you're starting to think about the future, where to settle down, where to retire? Do you have these thoughts, and does Malta figure in maybe those kind of thoughts and conversations?
Actually, we had one quite crazy idea regarding the business here. But I will not tell it about it. Then
somebody will steal it.
Yeah, really good.
But do you see yourselves coming to live here soon?
Yeah, actually, I'm thinking about it. It depends from many factors at the moment. If the things will be good with the song, if I will meet the right people, I'm also, of course, met so far some right people.
Yeah.
But I guess some more are coming. And it depends from it. Yeah, if everything will be fine, I'm ready to come to try live here. Why not?
Doesn't it make more sense for you as a music producer, as a dance EDM music producer, to base yourself somewhere like Berlin or like one of the capitals of, or thanks to the internet, you can be based anywhere now.
You can live wherever you want to live. You can make music in many places.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to stick with some place.
Okay.
That's easy nowadays. You have internet, you have you can even do the studio work like online with your colleagues or as you wish, you know. It's easy now.
But you haven't made a firm decision about your long distance future, where to live, whether Malta or Latvia or maybe some other country.
Let it flow.
Are there other countries that you have liked over the years that you visited?
Greece, for example.
Mm-hmm. The islands or the mainland?
Cyprus.
Okay.
Greece, I mean Creta. I like Creta. Mm. And I have DJ friends there as well.
Creta is the way we say it in Maltese, actually. Usually say Crete. But lovely island. It's quite unspoiled, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's really nice. And also the people there are friendly. There are also like musical opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Cyprus.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Who knows? But mainly I want to go there where it's like main part of the year is sunny and nice weather.
Your parents, for example, or your relatives, I mean, what do they think of Malta when you mention, oh, I'm spending some time in Malta, I'm writing a song about Malta?
They said, do it.
No, but I mean, do they know about Malta? What information is there about
that? They haven't been yet. They only saw the pictures from last year, and they heard our stories about how Malta is nice. And yeah, I had actually one idea to bring my mom here, but it stays a bit for next year, I guess. But yeah.
Okay, let me switch back to asking about music, so we can hear another tune, perhaps. Is there a piece of music that is associated with Latvia that we could play that will sort of be serve as an introduction to our listeners who don't know anything about Latvia? So a bit of Latvian music, for example, if I had to say, if a foreign person would ask me, what, tell me about Maltese music, I would tell them, I'm going to play you the song Shemsh.
Yeah,
you know Shem?
I have heard about
San,
it.
Yeah, DJ Michael did a remix of it as well. Is there something Latvian that we could play that could introduce us to your country, maybe even the language?
Yes, I'm going to suggest you to play Saule Pērkons Daugava.
Okay, you're going to have to write that down for me.
It's something from our folk music, something from our dance and song festival. It's a really famous one. We have some famous bands worldwide. It depends what kind of music do you want, but I guess that this Saule Pērkons Daugava would be like, then you're gonna hear the Latvian language, then you're gonna hear the lot of chorus. But the famous like band from Latvia is Brainstorm, I guess.
But we're going to hear that song, and you're going to tell us the name, and we're going to play the traditional piece of Latvian music, and it's called
Saule Pērkons Daugava.
And it's by a particular artist, or is it performed by many different artists?
Usually at this song and dance festival, they are chorus singing it. And then you can feel the power of the language, the power of the song, and the power of that big crowd.
What's the name of the festival? Does it have a specific name? Like
it's Dziesmu un Deju Svētki.
Okay.
Dance and Song Festival, something like that.
So let's hear the song.
Okay.
Amen.
So there we heard the song once again, X the Bass. I would ask you to say the name of the song, so I don't want to massacre it, because
yeah, it's Saul Perkins Dago. It's from the grand closing concert of the, of this singing and dancing festival.
But,
yeah, it's really famous one.
What's the? Do you have a national instrument in Latvia?
National instrument, kuokle, it's called kuokle.
Do you blow into it? Do you strum it? What sort of
instrument?
Do you
strings.
Beat it? Strings, it's a string instrument.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're looking up information about Latvia, this is something that will come up. Kokle or kokl, K-O-K-L-E, it's a stringed instrument made of wood. With strings, and that's the national instrument. So you'd hear this kind of instrument being played a lot at this festival.
During the folk music festival, and
would you say the relationship with Russia, having been part of the Soviet Union, what's the relationship with Russia, the massive country, you know, on your doorstep? Has enough time passed for maybe forgiveness over the time when there was Soviet domination?
I guess there will be no forgiveness at all.
Really,
because what's happening now in our neighbors as well, Ukraine, it's a disaster. This is the only thing that I want to say. I'm not the guy who is talking a lot of politics, but
absolutely.
Everybody understands that if they're gonna lose the war, then probably Baltics, Poland will be next. So
goodness me, so your country feels quite vulnerable.
Yes, there are sometimes, you know, some signs of some drones flying across the border and stuff like that.
But Latvia, we heard Latvian music. I know I'm maybe taking you a bit by surprise, but maybe is there some Latvian literature, or maybe a movie about Latvia, or a movie made in Latvia that has traveled the world, or you can see on Netflix, that can introduce somebody who doesn't know anything about Latvia to maybe watch? For example, if you wanted to watch a film about Malta, there's a couple of films that are related to fishing that have Malta. There's Simshar, and there's one called Lutsu. And you could get an introduction to Malta by seeing these international movies, which were filmed here, and they have Maltese production, but they are...
But are they on English?
But yes, yeah? or they would have subtitles.
Subtitles, okay.
And they participated in international festivals. Is there something similar in Latvia that you can recommend?
Yes, you can actually Google and then check it out. You'll find a lot of videos made from drones and stuff about Latvia, how to see it, how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the first thing that comes to my mind, we have once in a year this Ligo festival, where the people are gathering at the fireplace, mm-hmm. eating cheese, drinking beer, dancing.
Okay.
Also some kind of folk thing, and there is a movie about all that festival, a funny one. It's a comedian movie. It's called Limousine Sianju Nakts Krasa.
Okay.
It's there was one of the things, it was about the car, and the car was in the color of this Janu Nakts, Janis Night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite an interesting story where the people come together to celebrate this this Ligo and stuff, and there's a lot of family things going on. It's a really funny story with old and young people involved, with really nice actors from Latvia, and it's funny.
And copies, I mean, you can see this film with English subtitles, or
yeah, so
should be available somewhere.
And the other one is like made like a few years ago. It's called Dveseli Putenis.
Mm-hmm.
It's about our Latvian guys fighting in the winter for freedom.
Okay, in World War
II? It's a really, really good one, yeah.
Okay, all right, of
course. Veselu Putenis, it's the Blizzard of the Souls.
Blizzard of the Souls.
Blizzard of Souls, yeah.
Of Souls, that would be the translation.
That's the new one with nice effects and good storyline and also good actors, and you should see it. Yeah.
But it originates from Latvia.
Yeah, yeah. My friend made it,
by the way. Well done. I guess Latvia is a little bit like Malta in the sense that...
Everybody knows everybody.
Or I have a cousin who knows him or her. I have to stress that Latvia is much bigger than Malta geographically.
It is, yeah.
Poetry maybe, or literature, or a Latvian book or something, anything?
Rainis. Have you heard about Rainis?
No.
He was a writer, a famous one.
Okay.
Rainis, yeah. Janis Rainis.
And is he a novelist, or does he write about philosophy, or I don't know, real life?
He had a lot of actually quite quite a lot of works. Mm-hmm. He is a poetry translator, theater worker, journalist.
From which era? When did is he still alive?
No. He was living from 1865 till 1929.
Okay. So could you spell the name so that?
Rainis.
Okay. Yes. And to conclude, poetry. And to conclude this series of interrogations, food. Tell us typical Latvian foods. And what would you offer tourists when they come there to say, I want to taste something typically Latvian.
Typically Latvian. The first thing that comes in my mind, it's silti ar krējumu. Wow, those words, you know, it's quite interesting. I know how it sounds on Latvian, Russian, and on those languages, but English, I need to. It's herring with something, you know.
Okay. herring is well known in that sort of that northern part
of
Europe.
It's marinated herring.
Marinated herring.
Mm-hmm. So.
What type of fish?
Yeah.
Fish dish.
Silte. Kažoka. It's called silte kažoka. Wow, I was not expecting that kind of questions. It's a herring in a coat.
Okay.
With
a coat of batter or like breadcrumbs maybe?
No. It's with the cream.
Okay.
With the cream. You eat it with the cream and with potatoes.
Okay, so it's a main course. It's not a sweet or...
Yeah, it's a main course.
Okay.
Pelēkie zirņi ar speķi. It's gray peas with speck. It's I don't know, bacon? No, not bacon. It's no, it's cut it into small pieces together with peas and together with the onions.
Okay.
And so you cook it.
Sounds nice.
Yeah.
Well, what about Maltese food? Since you know you've been here, your trip last year, and the time you're staying here, have you tried?
I tried rabbit.
Rabbit,
of course.
Okay, so it's unusual for people don't really eat rabbit in Latvia.
Well, people eat rabbit in Latvia, but maybe here it's different made because it's a national dish.
Yes, and do you like it?
Not big fan of it, but it was okay.
Okay.
Maybe I have to find another one cafe to try it like second time.
Maybe try it somewhere else.
Yeah. Then I maybe change my opinion. But the food is good. It's
Maltese breads. I don't know.
Bread is nice. But not the factory cooked bread, but like custom made bread.
The custom made Maltese bread.
Factory cooked bread. It tastes like, oh my god.
You mean the mass production bread you don't like?
You have to try our bread. Our bread is like wow.
Okay, good to know.
And cheese. I mean, the beer is really, really good, but we have like 300 and something sorts of beer in our country.
Okay.
You can choose dark, brown, blue, whatever, you know.
What about Kinney?
Kinney is actually, in the beginning, I was not big fan of Kinney. But this year, I started to drink it like really cold. And actually, I like it.
Okay.
I changed my mind. In the beginning, I was not big fan of Kinney because of this, how can I say?
Not sweet or bitter taste?
Yeah, bitter. Mm-hmm. It's regarding the bitter. But now I like it. I like it, for real. I even was drinking it yesterday.
What about twisties? Have you tried the twisty, like, crisps? That's another thing that, like, when a Maltese person goes abroad to live...
You mean you put it on ice cream or...
No. You like a packet that you've eaten when you're watching a football match or something. They like crisps that are made from cheese.
And we have sunflower seeds.
Crunchy.
Seeds. It's similar, but everybody's eating them, but We'll try.
So I think we can come to the end of our show, of this edition of Minainen Baranin, Malta Through Foreign Eyes. We've been talking to X Da Bass, DJ from Latvia, DJ and producer. And what's in the future, in the near future for you, Marek?
I will stay here, as I told you before, till December. I have some parties on my mind, some private parties in some villas. There will be one single presentation of DJ girl from Chile.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, as well.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One club owner is going to celebrate the party, the birthday party at One Wheel as well, and I will have a possibility to play. Mm-hmm. And let's see what comes next. Probably some more events.
Do you think your song Malta will be a hit in other countries as well, or is it specifically aimed for Malta?
It's more like a Malta thing, but I was giving to one some distributor who sent the song also like worldwide, and it's on Spotify and YouTube everywhere. Mm-hmm. So every person can enjoy it from every part of the world.
Are you hoping that it will be the kind of song that people associate with Malta? You know, all the foreign tourists or the foreign students who come here to learn English and they go to a party and this song gets played and is the song they take home with them to remind them of Malta?
It could be a cult thing, but I'm still working on it to give to the song to the right people, to the DJs, to some television shows, to some local influencers, by the way, who are shooting nice frames from drones, and it's like getting up all the time.
You haven't made a video yet.
I was thinking about the video, and I'm still thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But there is a IA video. With the
lyrics.
Not with the lyrics, but with the Malta frames.
Oh, okay. And that's on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube as well.
Okay. And before we go, I have to ask about things you don't like maybe so much about being here, about Malta. I mean, you mentioned
some
of the food.
No. The food is okay. The only thing that I don't understand is all that rubbish thing. Mm-hmm. That you bring out, leave it on the street in a hot sun, and then maybe some dogs are like
tearing
the bags, and everything is on the streets. This is the thing why I don't understand why there's not like a big bins where you can go like every day and put your rubbish there, you know, not like twice a week.
Okay, it gets collected. The system is different in your country.
Of course. We have,
and you feel it's a better system?
Of course. We have a big, every house has a big this trash can, and you can fill it how do you want? And once in a month, the car is coming, and two times in a month, and driving away. But because the temperature is different in our country, it would put maybe not work like two in a month here in Malta, but at least one in a week for a big bin. Then there will be not sometimes this stink on the street, you know, what you can find. It's real life. And
fair enough. No, absolutely.
Yeah, and then I don't understand.
It's a good observation.
And I don't understand as well the thing that, you know, there is like usually a pipe going out from the shop or workshop or house. And sometimes you see some kind of strange fluids on the street, for example, like somebody is pouring some kind of water through this pipe on the street.
Maybe air conditioning water or...
Maybe, but it looks a bit interesting. You come on the balcony and you see that...
Or they're cleaning the balcony and then water is falling.
I was actually seeing that the guys were building like some kind of place and they were putting like this pipe under the sidewalk.
Okay.
With the exit on the street.
So you consider that antisocial?
I think it's not okay. We don't do that. We have like normal system with the water, and also it's crazy that of course I understand it's island and it's a lot of rain, but when I see all these videos that the full the half of the city is like total under the water, you know.
Oh, the floods like
the
in
floods,
Ipsida,
or in our country we have only then when it's like really really strong rain and like for 1-2 days like without stop, you know.
I see what you
then
mean.
Then these are the
like, but you haven't experienced it personally, the heavy rain and,
no, not
and the
yet.
Flooding. But you've seen videos.
I've seen videos a lot, yeah. And probably I'm gonna see it during the next month, but I really
well,
hope
if you're
not.
Here till December, there might be a big storm.
I really hope that not.
Okay. But apart from that, you love Malta enough that you've
like
written
it.
A song about it and lots of nice things.
Yep.
So thank you so much for the song.
Thank you for inviting me.
And thank you for being here on the show. It's been a great pleasure meeting you, Marek Dainis, who is the DJ and producer, in square brackets, the bass from Latvia. It's been a great pleasure meeting you and having you on the show.
Same here. Thank you.
In a place where the sea meets. sky. There's a